From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Try this on your next road trip. Count dollar stores. It's not hard. Dollar General opens about 3 new stores a day. Add in other major dollar store brands in the U.S., and they outnumber both Starbucks and Walmart combined. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom plays the game to explain what's behind the dollar store takeover.
Here are the ground rules. Every Dollar General on the drive from the Mississippi border to Birmingham, Alabama, gives a point to my editor and co-pilot, Rasha McChesney.
Yes! Dollar General!
One for me for any Family Dollar or Dollar Tree. Sounds like cheating, but we're counting it because they're the same company.
Dollar Tree!
A big factor in the dollar store wave is that they're willing to open up in small towns where no one else will. Like in our starting place, York, Alabama. A small black belt town where April Russell lives.
Well, to me, dollar stores are the bread and butter of small towns because we don't have Walmart here. So everything you need is at the dollar stores here.
Now, like a lot of small rural towns, York doesn't have a grocery store. It's just hard to stay open in the place with so few customers.
The grocery store lasted maybe 4 months, and we still had the dollar stores here.
Notice she said dollar stores. York's a town of 2,400 people that can't support a grocery store, but can support two dollar stores. And this is something we kept seeing. Small towns with not one, but two dollar stores, sometimes back to back.
Dollar General.
And a Family Dollar right behind it.
So how can multiple dollar stores afford to open where no one else can? Maybe it's because Dollar General is planning on breaking into small town healthcare and even banking. Could be because it sells customer data.
All those things you mentioned are potential upside.
Brian Yarborough follows Dollar General for Edward Jones, and he says I'm basically overthinking it.
They're launching into more rural environments because the returns are great.
Yarborough says Dollar General makes a roughly 20% return on a new store, which is just really good.
They know the best return on their capital is adding more stores.
But that doesn't fully explain why there are so...
Dollar General coming in clutch!
Many...
Family Dollar!
No!
Dollar stores.
Family Dollar! Take the lead!
Well, part of the answer comes down to Dollar General being the invading force in a dollar store war.
Absolutely, Dollar General is going for the attack on Family Dollar.
Karen Short tracks dollar stores for Credit Suisse. She says Dollar General is just the better run store top to bottom, so it's aggressively pushing in on Family Dollar's turf.
They don't have a problem opening up a better, newer store that's run in a much more efficient way with better product and better service and better employee morale.
Okay, that might sound harsh, but Brian Yarborough agrees. And ads at Dollar Tree's also been dragged down ever since it bought Family Dollar in 2015.
Dollar Tree has been so wrapped up in realizing what they got when they bought Family Dollar. I think they got something a lot worse than they thought.
Now, Dollar Tree sent us a statement saying the vast majority of its customers, 95%, give their stores high marks. But look, none of these brands are boutique shopping experiences, Dollar General included. To keep the prices so low, the stores offer little to no fresh produce and hire few workers to keep the aisles cleared of boxes. Dollar General points out that it's not a grocery store, but does still offer things like frozen veggies and canned fruit. And here's the other thing. We are nowhere near peak dollar store numbers, at least if you believe Dollar General CEO Jeff Owen during their December earnings call.
You know, in the U.S. alone, we have 16,000 additional opportunities, and we feel great about our ability to capture those.
That's 16,000 more stores, which includes some other types of businesses, but it still plans for more than 10,000 new Dollar Generals across the country. Add in Dollar Tree's even more optimistic belief in the room for its stores, and we're talking about doubling the number of dollar stores in the United States.
Stepping back, you can probably hear in my excitement about the real estate and our ability to continue to grow here.
In 600 feet, turn right on.
When my road trip buddy Rasha McChesney and I made it to Birmingham, we were tied 15 to 15. One dollar store for every 4 miles we drove. But we refused to end it like that.
It's 7:45 at night on a Friday. Stephen Basaha and I are desperate to find a dollar store.
So we decide first one to spot their store wins. Wandering Birmingham streets, we drive up a hill, and from that high ground...
Oh, wait!
We see something we did not plan for.
That's a Family
That's
Dollar!
That's a Family Dollar!
And a Dollar General right past it!
Right across the street!
Hold on!
What is this?
Two dollar stores right near each other. A sight that, with the dollar store expansion continuing, is only going to get more common. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
Do we have to keep going?
I don't know! We're still tied!
Oh!
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.